HaGadvach, we're up to Simen Tzadi Zayin, Sivav. We started Sivav last week. I'm going to have to start over again, just go a little quicker, just to refresh our memory and go into it. It's very geshmak. Okay, let's start again, Sivav. In Bolu Mashkenoi, Shaloi B'shas Hava Asoi, if someone's trying to take a mashken, not at the time of the Hava, Loi Mashkenenu Hu Ba'atzmoi, he's not allowed to take the mashken himself. The Malva is us of him to take a mashken. Inside the house, outside the house, it's irrelevant. He's now allowed to take the mashkin. If he himself takes the mashkin, oiva balav, he's oiva dolav. The Mechaber passing the sheet is Harambam that a malva, even if he chaps a mashkin outside the house, he sees the loiva in the street, grabs his pen away from him, he's oiva alav deraisa. Now, vos ele bezgin yishluchu loy shlucham bezin shesend eshliach. Even bezin vav shlucham, even the bezin shliach loy yikonis lebeis lamashkin. Even the bezin shliach is now allowed to enter the house to take a mashkin. So the bezin can't go into the house, only outside the house, and the malva is not allowed to even do that. The malva has to stay out in ganzen. I mentioned last week a chedush yerim. The chedush yerim says he wants to know could the shliach bezin stand outside and just like send his hand inside the house, it'll be a b'mixis, is that going to be a nissa or not? And he says it should be totally on that child, or it'll be a b'mixis shmabia. I saw this week at Pischei Sha'arim in Bava Metzia, Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and Ohinam Zon, that even if the shliach stays outside and completely, but he sends in a stick, and he pulls it out, schleps it out with his stick, so none of his body went into the house, he just pulled the chavis out, he thought that's also a problem of this inyan, it's also going to be a problem. I'm not exactly sure why, but that's what he says. You can look it up yourself. He says, "Afilu lahaitzi aydei kana aruch is asa." Why the loisave? That which a pasuk says loisave is lav dafke bia doesn't mean bia. Even if he stands on the outside, there's also going to be a problem. Now, this shtuggo technicality. He's talking about the love of loisave. We discussed this week. We've seen again in the Sma that really Loisavi might not be applicable to Shliach Bezin. It might be only to the Malva, and the Malva himself doesn't have this. It's only inside the house, even outside the house. So if the Malva is not Negea, and for the Shliach Bezin, he might have a new Issa called B'chutz Tamoid, Alava B'machal Asay, B'chutz Tamoid, and not to go inside. So I don't know how that plays into the role. But all right. Anyway, because I'm just a Marim Bokum on Yilach, that Lachari, he's not going with the Chedushirim. Okay, let's get back into the Sma. So it's gotten Zayin. Miloshin Aram Vatu Mamachab. If the malva takes a mashkin bar kochok of the loiva, he's oyve balav. Now, how do you see that? Either pasuk says leisave el beisai, zok the sma the beisai lav dafka. Who beisai is lav dafka? Elo. Hu adin oikoshe kein de lo yishamit bechazaka masha olav oy mimasha biyodoy befagi bechutz. So the Sma understood that the reason why the malva is oiva lav, sounds like he's saying three different reasons. Either because beisai lav dafka, which we'll get to in a second, or hu adin, it's learned out like a mamitzino, or even a koshe kein. A koshe kein de lo yishamit bechazaka masha. If you can't go into the guy's house, certainly you can't snatch something away from him, grab it away from him, that you can't do. So the Chiddush Yerim asks, he doesn't understand, how can you make a mamitzino or a koshe kein? First, emas here in menadin. And second of all, it's a bad koshe kein because you see Shliach Bezin's punkt faket. Shliach Bezin has an issa inside the house, but outside the house is mutter. So if the Torah said the lav is off basin, maybe the mav will be the same thing. Only inside the house it's also, but outside the house it's moto. So those two pshatim l'chayra are problematic. But if you look in the Drisha explains what he really meant at the beginning when he says beis lav dafka. The Drisha says the beis lav dafka, and but what the basically means beisai urishusai. It's a new pshat in the pasuk. When the pasuk says leisave el beisai, it doesn't mean leisave el beisai necessarily. It means leisave el rishusai. Don't go into his rishus wherever that rishus might be. The rishus might be outside. He's holding on to it, so you're intruding into his rishus and grabbing it away from him. Or beisai could mean in his house as well. But you're taking something out of his rishus, whether it's out of his rishus, his house rishus, or his hand rishus. You're taking it out of his rishus. You can be over olav. And even on that, the Chiddush Yerim has a problem. He says he doesn't know how to taicha. He says, Naniach, in sharp places, we understand that beisai means rishusai. But over here, the pasuk says, leisavei el beis, don't go into his house. Don't go into his rishus. If I stand outside and I grab it away from him, I didn't go into his rishus. I took something from his rishus, perhaps, but I didn't go into his rishus. So he has a problem even then. He doesn't see how that would work out. But that's the chayra, at least from the sma. That would be the best pshat of the sma. The basis of dafka means rishus. There's a yireim, which depending on the defus you have, kuf lam mebez reishaim gimel, and there's a smag and loisa say kuf peivav, who brings down a sifri who learns this out from somewhere else. I don't know why the smag didn't do that, but the pasuk is the sifri himself asked the kasha. Frek the sifri loisava base and mebez alav is only inside the person's house. Kamash malon an extra pasuk. The pasuk continues la avoit avoitoi bachutz. But we're cutting up the pasuk. That tells me now I go into the house. So that's kilu. The pasuk says also to be lavet avayte bechutz. You now let it go into the house. That's one lav. And also lavet avayte bechutz. You also now let it take away a mashkin bechutz from the guy. That's a different lav. So you have a lav for going in, like Savar Beisai, and a lav for snatching outside, lavet avayte bechutz. So that's very geschmack. And the Chedush Rim says that that's Pratna Machab as well. That's why there's a lav outside, because he's going like this for free. It's from this new thing, a lavet avayte bechutz. Fine. That's what we discussed briefly last week. I want to develop this a bit. So let's try to, it's a mamish halacha lemaisa, unfortunately, too often, is I'm now let it go inside the guy's house. I'm now let to snatch it from his hand when he's outside the house. But I could mashalize numerous other tzuyurim that don't fall under either category. He has a bicycle outside the street. He's not holding on to the bike. It happens to be his bike. Could I take the bike? I'm not in his house, and I'm not snatching it from his hand. He has something besimta, resting, or rishus harabim. Could I take that away? Or what happens if he has a chayfetz? I know that he has something entrusted by someone else. He has a pekodim by somebody else. Could I knock on the door and go into that guy's house and take my loiva's mashkin away from him? Take that chayfetz away. I'm not taking it from the loiva. I'm taking it from the loiva's nifkat. The loiva gave and trusted the chayfetz to somebody else, and I want to go into the nifkat and take away the chayfetz from the nifkat. It's the loiva's chayfetz, but can I do that? I'm not going to the loiva's house. Would that be permissible or not? Even more. What happens if Grata, this loiva, my dear friend who owes me the money, happens to have given me a chayfetz to hold on to, and I happen to have one of his items? Could I seize that item? I'm not going into his house. I'm not snatching it out of his hand. It's by me. Could I take that? Can I withhold that? He's now going to ask me back for his item and say, I'm sorry, you owe me money. So I decided to help myself and take your chayfetz instead. Or at least as a pekodim, I'm not giving you back your item until you pay me. And these are maisim b'chayim. Is that also b'chlal v'issa? So there's a tshuva sirivash. The tshuva sirivash in Shin Sadivov, and it's gradually brought down in the Ramban Siman Dalid. The Ramban passings like this, and he says the following. He says that to withhold a pekodim that's by you, the loivis pekodim. Says that's fine. You're allowed to withhold the pekodin. Nishnadem, he says that if the pekodin happens to be by somebody else, a third party, you could go and snatch it away from that third party as well. I could take away that pekodin. I'm not going into the loiva's house. Then he says that if it wouldn't be machmas halva, if it's machmas something else, like we're going to see Yat Hashem later on, is that this whole issa of taking a mashkin is only if the guy is a loiva. But if he owes you money because he stole from you, he owes you money because he was a mazik, then he says also you're allowed to snatch the mashkin even from the guy's house himself. That's fine. And then he goes on and he says, and even the worst scenario, Yitaka shouldn't have done it because it was a halva and you went into his house and you snatched it, so you're even an issa, but once he snatched it, you have a kinyan in the mashkin, like we saw last week briefly as well, that avad it's chal. So he has different dargis, but what you see from the rivash is to withhold a pekodin or snatch a pekodin from a third party, that is permissible. It's not just b'dievid works. It even lechatchila yalada do it, because by snatching from his house, he says it works b'dievid, lechatchila it's also. But vice versa, going to somebody else's rishus and withholding it yourself is even mutter lechatchila to do. That's how the Ramah paskins. And all the achrayim mutcha, where is this coming from? They don't know. The Kesef HaKadoshim, he has a whole arichis, and this is Yeshua Yisrael, and an Imre Bina. Yeshua Yisrael is over there in Siman Dalet, there's Imre Bina in Dayanam Yodot. They want to know what's going on. If you learn like the Sma, that there's a new lav called Beisai, and Beisai means rishusai. So the Paz says, Leitzavei el rishusai, and the El is lav dafka. Now let's take something out of a guy's rishus. So they say, in Lamdis, The Rishonim say by Chometz, they say by a lot of places, is I have a Pekodin by you, wherever that Pekodin is resting is my Rishus. Kalecha Disa, Rishus, Mari Disa. It's like my Pekodin. And the place where it's parked, you allow me to rest my Pekodin by you, so where it's resting in your house, underneath it, it is as if it is my Rishus. Because I have Rishus to place my Pekodin there. So they ask, light the sma that the lav in the Torah l'savei al beis means rishusai. It should be us to snatch someone's pekodin, even if it's by somebody else. The lav has a pekodin by Reuven. Well, wherever it's resting in Reuven's house is as if it's resting in the lav's house because he has a permission to leave it by Reuven. So it's called hechadis of rishus mari. It's by the lav. So if I go ahead and snatch that pekodin by someone else's house, it should be us in midaraisa. It's l'savei al beis. I'm taking it from his rishus. And they blaish shred. They don't know what's going on, and they give fashidin the chukim very difficult. What is this maskadish? The basel is zavdavka, basel means rishusai. So I'm now allowed to, I guess the suffer doesn't mean I have to actually enter it. I just can't intrude and take something out of your rishus. He has a problem. He doesn't know what to do. Right. Right, Chadushim has a problem with this one. He doesn't understand. That's why he says, well, how does it pass Leisov, even Rishus? I have to enter his Rishus. I never entered the Rishus. But the Sma himself learned that out. That Biyodah means Rishus. It's a fact Allah, then it's a Gishret. And therefore, they paskin, they matchik, the Rivosh doesn't mean it. The Rosh said something else. The Ramot doesn't mean it. We don't go like the Ramot. At the end of the day, many Achronim paskin, therefore, it's also to take even the chefetz by somebody else. Or it's also even to withhold the pekodin that's by you and not give it back to the leiva, because by withholding it, you're entering or taking a chefetz out of the leiva's rishus, which means you, because you're holding it for the leiva, and you're going to be oiva, nissa, mashkin, leisavei, al-beisai.
You said
beisai
and rishus. You had a rishus like your beisai. The rishus is like your beisai, which you own. The other rishus is, no one's going to tell you you own it. We treat it as if you own it, but it's not people.
And by chodnis, and by other things. All right, fine. The Chiddush Arim says a blitz chiddush, gewaltige chiddush. And when I share the this is, it's, I know it's a chiddush, but it's the best teretz that we have. I mean, that I know of, at least. He says the following. The loiva, just hold cup, it's a simple cheshbon. The loiva has a pekodin by Reuven. So Reuven has to return the pekodin to the loiva. So kol heka de'isa b'shus mari de'isa. What happens if Reuven, we'll take the extreme case, Reuven refuses to return the pekodin to the loiva? He wants to be a gazan on the chayfetz. He stole the chayfetz, he refuses to give it back to the loiva. So at that point, you can't now say that it's rishus of the loiva. The gazan refuses to give it back. It's not, we don't have kol heka de'isa b'shus ha'isa. No, it's einu b'shus ha'shal adam because the gazan's on it. The loiva can't get it back. He can't retrieve his chayfetz because the shomer refuses it to give it back. That's parshat l'chayyeh. So now he takes it to the next step. He says, if loiva has a chayfetz by Reuven, Reuven has to supposed to give it back to loiva. But now the loiva owes me money. So Reuven sort of owes a pekodin to the loiva. The loiva owes me money. So he says it's a concept, and it's true, that shibudu de Rav Nosson applies even by pekodin. So right now, who does the shoyim have to give the chayfetz to? Al shibudu de Rav Nosson, he has to give it to me. He's not allowed to return it to the loiva. He has to give it to me, shibudu de Rav Nosson. If I'll mon him, I have to say, you owe the loiva, and the loiva owes me, A owes B, B owes C, so then it's A owes C. So I could go straight to the shoyim and say, you owe me this pekodin, you got to give me this chayfetz. You're now allowed to return it to the loiva. So he says, Hayois now, each step of the way is a chiddush, but Hayois now, the shomer can give it to the loiva, so it's no longer b'shusei de mari isa, it's no longer b'shusei de loiva isa, and Mamela, now I'm allowed to chap it from the shomer, because I'm not taking it out of the shus of the loiva anymore, because once the loiva owes me money, the chayfet is no longer in the rishus of the loiva, because the shomer is now allowed to give it back to the loiva.
He can say it's his own rishus then. He can say it's taking out of his own rishus and going with that loan.
He's taking out of his own rishus, because now he's holding it for me. Now, it's a chiddush, because just because he has a pekodin to him, he's supposed to give it to me, maybe b'teris gevir, but I'm not coming now to chapit to collect money. I'm going only for mashkin. Because I'm not going to do it. Give me that mashkin. I'm not sure he has to give it to me. But at least he shouldn't return it to the loiva if I want to collected as payment, memele, it's no longer b'shus to live, or you want to say it's even b'shus to malva, okay, we can done that. Memele, now the malva has a right to chapit because he's not taking out of the b'shus to live. And he says, even if the chapit is by the malva himself, he said the Shabudu Natsun to himself. He owes the loiva to give back his begotten. The loiva owes him. So he's kivayachal asa to return it to the loiva because he owes it to the loiva's malva, which is himself. It's no longer b'shus of the loiva. Memela, now he's allowed to withhold the begotten. He's allowed to chapit because it is lumdis. I'm not taking out of the b'shus of the loiva.
Shabudu Natsun going to help even by a mash, you want to say?
Yeah, that's true. That happens by a begotten.
Which I'm taking for a mashkin.
Oh, that I didn't say. As I'm saying, I don't know if you can have shibud nazan for a mashkin. You have shibud nazan for a payment. But since if I would ask for a payment, he's not allowed to return it to the loiva. So it's no longer b'shusay the loiva. So now I could break the guy, whatever, I'm going to break the guy's door down, but at least enter and steal or snatch that mashkin or that pekodin away because I'm no longer taking it from the loiva's rishus.
Malva
was
holding
stamzoy mashkin.
Who's he holding it for?
When Malva was holding mashkin of the
loivas? Yeah.
So
who's it belong to?
Well, the Malva has a kinyan in it. He has a certain kinyan and he has a right to withhold it, right? That's the chati at stock. We learn out that he actually has a kinyan in it. He has a schus in it. Who owns it? The loiva owns it, but the Malva has schusim in it, kinyanim in it.
Yeah, right, exactly. So it comes out. Even when the Malva is holding it, really, it's a shtickle shus of the more of the loiva anyway.
It is, but since the loiva owes the malva, so he says al shibudu dam nasin, so the malva doesn't give it back to the loiva. We don't say it's vishus to loiva, and now he could withhold it by pekodin.
Even by a mashkin. Even the malva is holding it to vishus to the mara.
Well, only if the guy pays me a different way. Otherwise, I don't want to give it back. I want to hold it as a betokin. I'm holding it as a security, right?
Let's say I have a mashkin and I mazik the mashkin, right? I mazik the mashkin.
So then he'll be chayv. He might be chayv Hashem Masakim, might be chayv Vainzin, I might lose a chayv for a different cheshbon. Shmuel, the whole sugya.
I'm a shimer for the
Leiva. Right, you want to say. But one thing is for sure, once I have the kinyan mashkin in it, I no longer have this issa of taking a mashkin. In fact, we're going to see that once I get the mashkin and I have to give it back every night, pajamas, I took his pajamas, every night I got to give him back his pajamas, the next day I'm already allowed to take the mashkin and snatch it away from him because it's my mashkin. I already have a kinyan in it. I never lost that kinyan. Once I make the mashkin the first step, the first kinyan, it's now my mashkin forever till he pays me. So you can't bring right from the fact that I could constantly hold on to the mashkin, because once I got that kinyan in it, it's mine and I don't have the issa leisava at all. That's not going to be a problem. But to come from a bekodin and turn a bekodin into a mashkin, that he says not a problem, because this blitz chiddush of his a cheshbon. Look, Rabbi, I know it's a chiddush, but that's the best teretz I have on the cheshbon. Sorry? Well, it's Yigiyah Zman HaPrayim. If it would be Lo Yigiyah Zman HaPrayim, no. Then we have a problem. And the Konami. It's a good point. It means if it was Lo Yigiyah Zman HaPrayim yet, then L'Choyra, there is no Shibud de Rav Nosson, because he's not Mechuyiv yet, and then Memela, I would not be able to snatch it out of his Rishus, because it is B'Shus HaDolei V'Issei, and then we have a problem. And the Konami. And B'Chai Gavni had a problem, although from the Ramah, it doesn't seem right. I hear. It's a little mechalic. Maybe. Okay. I hear the problem.
Yeah, to just not give it back to him without taking it.
Well, that's what they want to say. The Kazakh Khajman holds that you can't even withhold it. And the Chadushim says you could, because it is Khajman, that it's not Bishus Deleva Issa, because it is Lamdis, Al Shibudu Nam Nasin.
So Shibudu Nam Nasin kicks in even if you have assets, if you have tons of money. And
that's also a Shaila. I might have to go to the Leva first.
So maybe it's not 100%.
The Chadushim is a Blitz Chadushim every step of the way. I'm asking. All right, let me go to the next step. This is all, by the way, in the Sma. It means all the Akhroinim, for some reason, only had the Sma. But if you learn like the Sifri, like the Rishayim, the Reim, the Smag, that it's a new issa. There's one issa leisavei beisai, and there's another issa leisavei laavait avaitai bachutz. Two different isurim. So Zakta Chudishvim, it's not hard to imagine that just like the Torah when it said leisavei beis means to go into Mamish's house, so also leisavei Lavet avayda b'chutz also means at least you're mamish snatching it away from him, like the lashon of the Rashi and all the Rishonim. But if it's not by him, it's by a shomer, by that, maybe it's taka gonna be mutter. It's maisa, not his bias. Rishus I don't care about, that's only the Sma holds that. We don't hold the Rishus, we hold bias. It's not his bias, and it's not leisavet avayda b'chutz, I'm not snatching it away from him b'chutz either. So maybe that would be mutter, kenzai. But if you learn like...
Why can Beitin do all this?
Bezin is allowed to do it. Outside, Bezin, we're talking about the Malva himself. We're trying to know, can the Malva himself do this? And then very often the Malva has opportunities. He tracks down the chosim and assets and he sees where they are. Could he help himself to that? Or is he going to have a problem of this Issa? And at the end of the day, Chadushirim is Masupik. He goes back and forth. At the end of the day, he's Masupik. That even if you have this cheshbon, that I could take it from a third party, or from myself, a pekadon that's by me because of this Shibudu Darnas and Shtikos, so it's not Beshus Daloiva, but he's still Masupik. What happens with Beshus Harabim or Besimta, where he could help himself? Daloiva has access to the item. No one's withholding it from Daloiva. Maybe I'm now allowed to snatch it, and there will still be an Issa of Leisave Obeso, at least Lokala Pakas Leitisma. So at the end of the day, it's very dangerous. According to many Achroinim, you're now allowed to even withhold the Begadon. You're now allowed to take a Begadon from a third party. And even if we want to argue with that, like the Kedushrim, or we have a Fushari Vash and a Ramah, but we're still going to have a problem of taking it out of a Rishus Rama. If I see his bike in Rishus Rama, I might not be able to take that bike. You have to now dan, is that considered Leisav El Bezo? Even though, I have to admit, from all the Rishainim, it's Mashmayam. Because all the Rishonim Mash, I'm snatching it from his hand. If he's walking in the street and his dog is walking in front of him, or in the olden days he has a parah walking in front of him, can I snatch that parah? He's not holding on to it. Can I snatch it? Rishus Harabim, maybe I could. Or maybe no. I'm still taking it, his item away from him, and that would be a problem. And it's not klar. It's a problematic. It's a funny thing. This should be Maisim B'Koyim, and somehow we don't see in the Rishonim a clear direction on this. All right. I want to go into another sugya, same type of a sugya, the Achreinim Kler. This sounds funny, but the Achreinim Kler, that if you need bias, well, let's start invoking the concept of bias. We know bias for mezuzah and bias for makkah. There are halachas of a bias. If a bias is not dalet al dalet, it's a tiny house, it's not 10 tefachim high. If the bias is bechlal doesn't have a roof, it's his backyard. If it's a beis hateven, all these cases for mezuzah, you're not chayiv a mezuzah in these cases. So if you're not chayiv, it's not a bias in the Torah, at least not chayiv midaraisa. It's not a bias for mezuzah and for makkah, so maybe it's not a bias for mashkin either. I say, collect many akram. There is Shash and the Mariel Diskin and the Nefesh Chayiv. It's on and on. It's like a whole. Rishlom Mizamun has a tshuva on it. I think, it's a tshuva about Hanukkah. What? By Chatz as well, the Shash says the Chatz, a lot. And I'll take it to the next, Dr. Kedushi Rim. What happens if, well, we know by Mezuzah it's a Shiloh, if you're only a Seicher or a Shoyal on the house, it might not be considered basic to be Chayv in a Mezuzah. So if the guy is only renting, could I break in and take the Mashkin? It's not his house, he's only renting the house. That might not be basic. And they're trying to go on and on with all these type of Chakiris. The problem is I'm not sure when these chakiras are negeya, and I'll explain. Because it means they're learning basically means bias, and then mele they have all chaps why this might not be a bias. Well, where is the Torah say bias? Means if you learn like the Mechaba, and the Issa and the Malva is say inside the house and say outside the house, so who cares if it has a shame bias, if it doesn't have a shame bias? I'll be also outside, and basa is lavdavka, basa means reshusay like the Sma, so then I don't need really bias. Elamai, we're talking about the din and the shliach bezin, that the shliach bezin is also to do, and shliach bezin is allowed to do outside, but just not allowed to do in a bias. Well, like we said last week, the smak continues that the shliach bezin's issa is not from bias altogether. He doesn't have the leisav el bezo. He has a new issa called bechutz tamoid. We have a lava bo makal asay bechutz tamoid, and you're now allowed to go inside. Doesn't say bias in his issa, and the shliach bezin's issa doesn't say the word bias. So the chayis now going to his property, into his backyard, even if it doesn't have a shame bias, even if it's a shoyal on it, even if it's less than dalet al dalet. Who cares? You now let her take it from him. That's a shliach bezin, nothing to do with bias. And the malva is also even outside. So malva has issa no matter what. So I'm not sure. I mean, bishleima in shitas ha'taisis, the taisis holds not like the makam. The taisis holds the issa the malva midaraisa is only in beisai, and outside is only us midarabanan. So yeah, then it's Because the toys are loizavo beis, and beis is dafka. So maybe bais has to be a labais like by mezuzah and a bais by maka. But we don't pass them like that. So they're all clearing a chakir, and a lot of them fail. It's talking la dino. What din? The din is we paskin that you don't need bais. I paskin even outside. You have to understand where they're coming from. All right.
What does the chutz mean?
The chutz, the bais. The chutz outside tamoid. We have a lavabo makasei outside and not inside. Don't go inside. Where b'chutz tamoid and not into his house.
Building or outside of his house.
I don't know. I'm not outside of him. Outside of his shoes. I know. Wait for him. I don't know. I don't know.
What's the time of the yisur? Not like that. It's not. What is the time of the yisur?
Why you can't do this?
Whether it's b'shusay, whether it's b'shusay, and can that reflect into the whole equation?
Well, the Shlomo Zalman tries to say that. The Shlomo Zalman Chashlemi tries to say that. The Aruch Lener also really said, the Aruch Lener and Sukkah also tries to say that over here, even if you have Beisai for other Yisurim, has to be Dalit or whatever it is, but over here, that's not the reason. The reason here is not supposed to be overly aggressive against the Leiva. So who cares what bias he's in? Who cares if it's Shol? Who cares if it's Sukkah? Who cares if it's not Dalit or Dalit? That's Mamish, the Aruch Lener type of Azar. Mincha Shleima has a shtickle problem with that type of, so you can look it up in Chelik Beis Nun Aleph or Yisalev. God is talking about over there. Achuv is talking about Chanukah. And all din bias and Agav, he goes into Mashkin about this din. Okay, that's one Maima Muzga. Let's talk about another halach. I guess maybe before we do that, let's do a Ramah. Vafilu, up to the Ramah. Vafilu in Bikesh. Hamalva. Likones lebeis haloiva. Even if the Malva wants to go inside the Loiva's house, the Malva is not going to chop anything. He doesn't want to chop. He understands there's a lav in the Torah. He's not going to chop anything. But he's afraid that the Loiva is playing games with him. The Loiva claims he doesn't have anything. So at least let me go inside the guy's house and take an accounting what he really has. And then I'll call up Bezdin and I'll get Bezdin to do their job and stay outside or force the Loiva to bring the item outside. I just want to take an accounting of what's going on. I'm not going to touch anything. Is there a problem with doing that? And Mechaber says, and this is coming from Shuvah, Rashba, Rambam, that it's also to do as well. The Malva is not allowed to enter the Loiva's house. Lichtei koma shebebeisai, it's also to do. Why is it also to do? Zok Tisman Sivkan Ches. To make Tpida Ak Torah, the Torah is makbid, because of the chutz tamoid, they have to stay outside. Mashma the knisa letzerich ha'ovid, even if he's not going to chap the mashkin, he just wants to enter to see what he could chap, what he might eventually be able to chap, what assets he has. Afilu le'yavir, so even if he's not going to take it then, is also. Now it's mashma shtickle in this. I'm not sure if he means this. It's mashma that is part of the love. Leisave obeisa even litzayecha of it because you need because tama. I'm not sure, but the mice in the Rambam and many mefarshim and mavua that you're not going to be over the love. This is not an issa leisave obeisa because leisave obeisa only if you chap the mashkin lava davoytai. This issa is a new issa of b'chutz tamid. Like the Sma suggested for the Shliach Bezin, well, even the Malva will have a Issa of B'chutz Tamoid, and that is, stay outside. You're not allowed to enter to chap a mashkin. But even if you don't want to enter to get a mashkin, you're still not allowed to enter. B'chutz Tamoid, you have to wait outside till he brings it out to you and gives it to you willingly. You cannot go into his house whatsoever for any purpose of a mashkin.
If he goes in for a mirror, he comes in on a different spot, tell him, let's move to a different spot.
If he goes in for a different spot, that's fine. But now he can't take the account because now he's going to be, once he starts taking the counting, now he's in there.
Well, when they give him an accounting, what's in the house? Is he allowed to do that? Or if China says, he's only on the B'chutz Tamoid anyway, because he's not allowed to touch the house.
No, go ahead. If he did what was his case?
There was a plumber who's going into the house. Plumber, right down, everything gets in.
Oh, like a diplomat right down.
Yeah.
Oh, 1 second. Then they're going to whole shal about shlichas. We'll get to it in a second. If there's a, it's here shlichas. But let's say you're going there for Shabbos Suda. You're right. You're good with the guy, and he invited you for lunch, and you're over there, and you want to just check it out. So now that might be a problem. While you're there, it's fine. But if now you're trying to check it out, you might have an issa. However, it's Yitochin that Hayois, you got in there Bershus, he allowed you to enter his house, so the entering is not a problem. Once I'm there, I'm fine. Lamosha, just like this issa, only if I take a Baal Kokoi. If he gives me the mashkin, I'm allowed. So too, if he gives me the right to enter, I'm also allowed. I had the right to enter. So
you
now
need the right to look around. The B-cage,
it says.
B-cage,
is he has
permission?
No, B-cage Hamav from Bezdin, the Bezalevi. He's trying to get Rishus from Bezdin to enter. Ain't Bezdin is cocking Likonis the Bezalevi. Bezdin won't allow him. He didn't get it. If the loivik gives him permission, kazin ta'ayit. Once the loivik gives permission, everything's mutter. Like giving the mashkin too. But if the loivik gives him permission to eat lunch, but not to snoop around, you're right, then the snooping around could be a problem. But if the loivik gives him permission to enter the house, and while you're eating, you see the silverware that you're eating with, now I know that he has silverware. Oh, I want that silverware. It could be that.
Chance if you ever like silver kinoisha, because over here there's a whole different gather of what you can and can't do, not based on where you are or what you think.
Slaysa kenosha is when you're pressuring him. This is the difference. It's a leisavel beisai. As leisavel beisai, I can't enter his house because Talmud even to take an accounting. I don't know. All right.
Well, if you came in, you did an accounting, and you discover he has assets, then you can take it back now. It's leiva. Else he's a ganav.
What's a ganav?
Tons of stuff. He purposely never intended to pay me back.
Right, no, but I'm still not going to take it out. No, I would have to go to Bezin and tell Bezin about the assets, and then Bezin will have to deal with him. All right. Sorry?
Does it go through aggressiveness?
To go through a window, he said, the Chedusha Rim says, if I'm going through a window, you can't even put your hand in, you might have a beer mix as well. Oh, look through a window. I think that should be fine.
Unless it goes into Lysian connection.
If there is v'chutz tamid, I'm v'chutz. What's the problem? I'm standing outside. I'm doing my time. Well, I don't look inside to see that. I can't see that he has a car in his driveway. I don't know. Lechayi, that should be fine. All right. We're going to get to shlichus soon. I want to first do a ksais. Is a yisai stick a ksais here? Yeah, koma shatakas yadodim, we assume it's his. The whole Shiloh and later on in the Kufs, if the guy later on Kuf Gimel Kuf Dal, if the guy later on Tainas that it wasn't really my, it was just a Pekod and someone else's and you chapped it, and now the other guy wants to take it to Din Torah, whatever. Why? Or it's leased? All right. Well, it usually says on it it's leased or whatever. But yeah, you're right. And Anakanami, let him prove that. Let him prove it's leased, and maybe I'll consider giving it back. All right.
Now the whole thing of the issue of going in and then of the thousand else first time like walking to somebody else's house. What's wrong with, let's say if I want to just break into the guy's house and I can walk in. Let's say if the guy doesn't know where we're going, I want to walk into his house.
Right. Trespassing.
What?
So trespassing.
Trespassing.
Right.
What is the issue of trespassing?
I don't know, Shosh Lam Yadas, you're a Gazlan on the kaka that you're walking on maybe?
Anyway.
Yeah, but that's because you're doing it shaloi l'tzorech. If he's taking it, if he's holding on to my chayfetz, maybe I have a right to get.
I have a right to trespass.
So that might be nira kigazel and ben bagbag, might be because baba kama.
How do you get there even forgetting about the
other? I hear. If I have a zchus to get it, and I'll show him that I'm doing it, so I'm not nira kiganav, I won't have ben bagbag zisa, and I'm not going there for nothing, I'm going there because I have a tzarich, a schus, I have a schus to those items, so maybe I have a right to enter his house too, if not for the zisurim, Allah sever al beisai. Alright, let's see a ksais here, there's a gishmak ksais here, there's a lot going on here, Rabbi Isai. Let's see the ksais of cotton bays. This is also, unfortunately, all too often, maisim b'choyoyim. The bottom. I am a shiksafti b'simin dalid. The Ksais discusses this shayla three different places in simin dalid here and one later on. We'll see. But I am a shiksafti b'simin dalid. The lav shapa avdi oisin hamarimin al divrei teira. They try to be a smart aleck. B'koydim boim l'din teira. Before they come to din, they're trying to be tevei money from the other guy. The other guy has the upper hand in the Ksais, if cotton bays. Possession 9/10 of the law, it's going to be hard to be mitzvah from him. Mitzvah kavel avarai. So what they do is kaidim bayim ledin, toifsim miyada baldova eza chayfitz. They chap a chayfitz away from the loiva before they come to the din taira. And what's the chedim? Bichdei in order shayilo migol aminoi. Later on, during the din taira, the ma'av is going to say you owe me money. He knows that the loiva is ready. He knows that the loiva is going to deny it. So to protect himself, he comes and he chaps the chayfetz from the loiva before the din taira. Now he'll have the upper hand and he has a migoy. You don't believe me, I could always withhold this chayfetz. So believe me that the guy really owes me money. And with that, he wants to win the din taira. You now let go into the guy's house. It's a lav deraisa. But filu nituach b'shuk, and even to chap outside mashmi medivrei Rambam, which the humina Torah, this is our mechaba that the Rambam holds that the malv is osim mideraisa even outside the guy's house. So Dr. Ksois, it's a Shayna Cheshbin, but it winds up, the guy is going to be able to love the Raisa. Why not? Well, he's doing it for Bitachon. He's trying to protect his debt. What's Amnida? He's trying to protect his debt, so Kedei, that the other guy should owe money, so, and he shouldn't be able to deny it. That means he's trying to make sure that he'll be paid, so he's using this as a security, one way or another. Well, so, Mamela, that's a mashkin.
Or else it's mashkin.
He's not doing
it.
He's stealing
the
end of
Zah.
He has no intent to deprive him of it.
But he does.
He can give it back. As soon as
the
mashkin, he owes the money.
So, every time I take a mashkin, as soon as the guy pays me, I'm asking to give it back.
Pays him.
Could a guy take a mashkin lizman? I only want to take it for a week, but I'll give it back to him before he pays me. Am I allowed to do that?
No.
I don't think so. That's no, right. You know, I'll take it.
Mashkin is till you pay.
You're having a betokin at least for that week. You're having a betokin to get bezin to be machayiv from the money, so therefore I should be able to get. All right, fine. That's a lot. Continues the ksois. Miu, hecha denoktu bluguvaino. If I'm not taking it for a mashkin, but I'm taking it as payment, and that doesn't have a shame mashkin to it, it's Rabbeinu Tam Shit, Rabbeinu Tam is Mechadish, that this issa of mashkin, which we're going to see later on, is only when you're taking something as a security. But if you're taking it as payment mamish, that's mutah. So miu, hecha denoktu bluguvaino, nir deleke issa kumuvu b'shukhanok, and sif tezvav, that it's muvu over there, that you're allowed to take things like Gavaina and Anatz over this Mashkin. He says the Eitzah should be is don't chap the chafetz as a security and give it back after the din Torah. Now that's a problem. What you should do is chap the chafetz as a peroin, and like this you'll be paid up your chayv. And Mamela, that you'll have to do because you're taking it for peroin. And he has v'chein kasu b'numukah Yosef that you could do that. Good. I'm skipping a couple lines. After the Mukhesis, he says, Omnam, la ni is daiti, lo yecholti lahovin, I can't understand this halacha. I know that Rabbeinu Tam says this, I know the Mukhesis says this, that the Malv is allowed a chapa chefetz for peroyin as a payment. He's not taking it as a mashkin. But what I don't understand, how is it possible? The heichi shayich teres gevir b'loy bezdin. O man shamlei. V'mkein eino ela mashkin, and it should be oiva ala v'tzarchin. We have a concept in the Gemara that you cannot take a chefetz from somebody else, shutfim want to break up, shliach, a lot of cases, you can't do it because you need a shuma. How do you know what you're taking? I'm going to grab his shirt. How do you know how much a shirt's worth? So how are you allowed to take it as a peroin, as a payment? He owes you $20. Is the shirt worth 10, 15, 20, 30? You don't know. And even if you think you know, you need a shumas bezin to do it. And the halacha is, kolzman, you don't have a shumas bezin, you can't take it as peroin. And it's not up to you to decide how much his shirt's worth. You have to have a determination by bezin, because only bezin could determine, a shumas of bezin could determine how much it's worth. Until you determine that, you can't take a peroin.
You know what's less.
You need a shuma.
You know it's less.
So what? But you still need a shuma. For you, how much are you taking? It's less. It's $10. And with that, how much of the chayv are you willing to wipe off? Ten, whatever it's worth. You don't know how much it's worth. You can never take it as a peroin. So zaktik say sechab, heyoyz, you can never take it as a peroin. So it should automatically remain only a mashkin, even if you think you're taking it as a peroin. And if it's a mashkin, you should be over the lav, at the raisa, leisav abesi. Now let him take a mashkin. But tzorachin, if like tzorachin, doesn't see in this halachi. Doesn't how is it possible?
Case of less, work with that. You know something where the guy who's $1,000, this item never sold for more than $800.
Good.
Impossible is worth
$800. Good. I need Meichel the rest? Meichel the rest. We could talk about it. Because I'm not even sure, because even though you know, but halacha is you need a shumas bezin. But certainly if you're not being meichel the rest, you have a problem here. You're going to take it only for its real value, but you don't know its real value, so you have a problem. So you're only taking the mashkin. So
that is not such a problem, because that's just a practical problem. Because if bezin isn't required, like you said, in the case of less, it may not be required. So in the case of more, the only reason why bezin is required is, again, at halachic.
You cannot take something as a payment unless we establish its value to know what the payment was. Till then, you need a shumas bezin. Not just fear is success. I'm jumping to the end. The ksay says, "Mamish eden umushum hefsid mamin." Just because he's having a loss, because he's going to deny it in the din Torah, he's going to end up losing the din Torah. Loishari laver advar Torah v'amokum yemali chesar and kis b'mokum mitzvah v'yad lo yishlak laver advar Torah. He's fire that at the end of the day you're not allowed to do this. You're over lav deraisa. It's a nice chap. He says it's marimin al divrei Torah, but it's over lav. Midaraisa. I say how to ksais. Now, The Ksois later on mentions the Shaila yet a third time in Shin Nun Tesef Kam Beis. He again readdresses this issue, and he said he found the Tshuvas Rivash who bavarns his kasha. The Tshuvas Rivash is the same one we said before, Shin Tzadi Vav. The Tshuvas Rivash asked his kasha, how are you allowed to take a paroyin? What paroyin? Till you have a Shumas Bezin, it's only a mashkin. Should be a lav deraisi. Now they'll take a mashkin. And for the Rivash, the account of the man Shamlach, if you're taking as a paroi, it means you're going to take it and keep it yourself, sell it off or eat it yourself. But a person who wants to take an item and then will bring it to Bezdin for a Shuma doesn't have the problem, man Shamlach. I'm taking as a paroi. I'm taking as a paroi to bring to Bezdin, that Bezdin shashats up how much it's worth, and that's how much of a paroi I'm taking it for. And that the reverse says it's fine.
But he doesn't leave Mechil on the rest?
Doesn't need a mechila and the rest. No, he's not taking it. He's taking it for Bezin to determine how much its value is, to know how much he just took as a paroid, and that the Rav Osh says is fine. And the Ksais doesn't like it. The Ksais is on him.
Maybe he took too much.
Okay.
He took too much as a gal.
On the extra.
Yeah.
Okay. And the Kanami, we could handle that. And the Ksais doesn't like the Rav Osh. The Ksais says, Abizai, then when is the Issa of Mashkin? Every Mashkin is you hold on to the Mashkin because you want to eventually collect from the item. Just in case. If the guy does defaults, you want to use that Mashkin to collect from. And then you'll go to Bezin, and Bezin will shatz it up for you, and at that point you'll figure it out and you'll take the item. And he brings Rashi. Rashi says, Pshat and Gemara, that Mashkin is Lugavaina. And nevertheless, there's the Issa. So if that's Asa to do, so it's Asa to do this too. How can I take the Kaifis and bring it to Bezin to shatz up? Isn't that every mashkin? Besides, every mashkin is to do that. Memela zaktik tzayis tzarachin, and he blives tzarachin and rivash, and it's also to do because it can't be a parayin, it has to only be a mashkin.
Why can't you have a case that there's a shuma for some other reason? Maybe he collected from somebody else with a shuma.
Oh, and grab the punkt, you know the shuma. Yeah, okay. It's like a one in a million. That's not the Maisan B'choyim that he's referring to. All right. So there's a Imre Bina, the Imre Bina in Dayanim Yod, tries to answer up the Ksais Kash on the Rivash, and he says it's different than every Mashkin. Every Mashkin, when I take Avad, I take it Lugavaina, I eventually would like to collect from it. But I also would like to collect from the guy's assets. I mean, I'm still entertaining to collect from his assets. If he doesn't pay, then I'll collect this Lugavaina. The case of the Rivash, what the Rivash is talking about, it's a Chiddush, but he touches up the Rivash. The Rivash is talking about a case where the guy snatched this item, Al Das, to be meichel any other form of piroin. It's like an apaitikim of it. I will not ever collect from this loiva again, and this is my sole piroin that I'm going to use. And for example, Zakti Imribina, if the mashkin or the schaifetz I just snatched gets lost, I won't go after the loiva. I am not going after the loiva. I'm doing this mamish only as a gavaina. I'm taking as a parayin that I will not go after the loiva in any which other way. I'm being meichel the debt otherwise. And mameila, he says, that's mamish le gavaina, and that's mota. And therefore he says, the person who wants to snatch this for a din taira has to have in mind that he's snatching it where he will not go after the loiva for any other parayin, form of parayin, only from this mashkin. And even if the mashkin gets lost, he's not going to go after the loiva. He becomes a Krayan, eh?
L'chayr. That's exactly what it is, according
to you. It might be only a Shem Esacha, whatever. But we're saying, Bua, that even if it's Nenas, you lost it. You're Meichel, any other form of Parayin. And Mamele, you're taking this Mamish as a Gevayna, not as a Betachin in any which way. That's what the Imri Bina says. I personally wouldn't have gone so far, and I think you could say the same London, just less. And that is that Avada, every Mashkin is Lugavaina, but every Mashkin clearly in the Shainim and Mavu like this, every Mashkin is for security. I'm taking this. I don't want his Cholon Pat. I want him to pay me with money. In the event that he defaults, but the less Breyer, I'm going to hold on to his Cholon Pat. But Be'emes, I want him to pay me. So you're really taking it as a security, as a backup. If it doesn't work, if he defaults, then I'm going to take it as a Gavaina. This guy, when he snatches, and he's taking it as a paroin, he's not taking it as a security, to as leverage to force him to pay. He's taking it right now, he's going straight to Bezdin, or at least conceptually, he's going to Bezdin, and Bezdin is going to shatz it up for him, and whatever it's worth, he's willing to accept that as a paroin. So he's taking this not as any form of bitachon, any form of a mashkin. He's only taking it for peroyin. So that's muta. When is it also, if you have a mind to do two things, you have a mind to take it as a bitachon, and for Gevina if he defaults. So good. So the Gevina part I have no problem with. But the fact that he's taking also as a security, that's the problem. That's the Mashkin. You're not allowed to take a Mashkin. But if a guy only takes it for Gevina, he's only planning on collecting from it, he's going to Bezin to collect from it, he doesn't using it as leverage, as force to get him to pay, that's going to be Mutta. Now, if it will blow up, then Avada is going to go back to the Leiv and try to get another asset. I don't have to be Michael the Chayiv, but this is for Purim. I'm going to Bezin, but if I won't get the Purim from here for whatever reason, because it blows up, then I'll get Purim somewhere else. But I'm not using this as leverage against him. I'm not using it to force him to pay me. I'm using this to pay me, not to force him to pay me somewhere else. So I'm not taking it as a betachin at all. I'm only taking it for Purim. So that L'chayra is Mutta. And I found this, L'chayra, this is what he means to say in the Ulam HaMishpat. Ulam HaMishpat over there, on the Ksais, in Shin Nun Tes, L'chayra says what I understand to be this chilek, that every mashkin is for both, betachin and a gevina. This is only for a gevina. I'm going straight to Bezin. Miyad, that's not a problem, and that should be Mutta.
You have to go to Bezin then once. For
Gevina. Because he needs to have a Shuma. He cannot make the Shuma himself. He can't value, he has to get the Bezin to establish the real value of the item. So he always has to go to Bezin.
Why
don't
you take something by itself not called Dondin Lenashe?
It is Dondin Lenashe, but you have a Nisal Leisav El Besa, you're not allowed to do it. The Ramor Grada is in Simon Dal. Sorry? Can't. I'm not allowed to Don. Even Bezin can't take a Chafetz without a Shuma. And I'm not equipped. I'm not right to make the Shuma. So I need Bezin to make the Shuma. So I need to go to Bezin to make that Shuma. But if I take it for that Kavona, that will be Mutta. Because at the end of the day, notwithstanding the Ksais' problem, there is a Rivash. And you say the Rebinus Teretz and Rivash, Ulam Amish Teretz and Rivash, but there is a Rivash. So there is a way to do this. You take it, Lugavaina, planning on going to Bezin, either all the way like the Rebina, Mimaychel the rest, or not, but there is a way to pull this off. Not Lachari, not like Tiksois. Martin
just has Bezin to make a Shumba, and then you can go do
it. And a Hanami, you could do that.
So but you just tell Bezin, you don't tell Bezin you have a whole, then you can do this whole chet.
Then you can do the whole chet. First tell Bezin make a shuma on the item, don't tell him about the din Torah, then chap it. Yeah, okay. And how is Bezin going to make that shuma just realistically? How are they going to make a shuma? I mean,
I don't know how hard it is to make a shuma.
And normally you have to have a chroz or something. I don't know how they're going to do a chroz on the item.
You know, the guy has a 2008 car.
Oh, you mean it's a known today that everything is, maybe, that would be an etzah. I don't know how practical it was in olden days. Today, everything is mass-produced. So you have the same tape recorder 100 times, the same car. There, every tape recorder was different. Every chair was different. So you need to have a shuma on that item. Bezin would need...
Are you allowed to do a shuma on someone without telling them that there's a problem, that there's a... Are you allowed to sometimes Bezin to please make...
Well, if you're going to make the shuma for the ability to chap, so is he doing it for Mashkin or for Proin? I mean, for Proin. If he's doing it for Mashkin, Bezin can't go into his house either for purposes of Mashkin.
But is Bezin allowed to start?
They're allowed to make a Stam Meshumah if they're not going in. If it's not for Mashkin, you'll have it. Okay, fine. Let's. Yeah, and economic by call. It's not always 100% accurate, but okay, fine.
If it's new.
If it's used also. So they'll look at the car and how it is and what mileage it is and how, whatever, you know, whatever the Shemaim do. All right, there's one more Indian by side. I know we have only a few minutes left, but there's another Geshmak Indian here. You raised the Indian about sending in somebody, the plumber, sending in the shliach. Is there an issa by sending? Is there an issa? Okay, I won't take the mashkin. I'll send my shliach to take the mashkin. I'll send my diploma to go inside and take down, write down all the stuff that he has in his house. Is that a problem? Oh, very good. So let's see. Look at the Kesef HaKadoshim. It's a long Kesef HaKadoshim, but three lines from the bottom, towards the end of the line, Kesef HaKadoshim says like this, L'mashkin ha'idei nochri avu malva, to get a goy to take the mashkin for the malva, shayich ein shlichus l'nochri. We have a concept, nochri is allowed by shlichus. I didn't do it. He can't represent me. Guy can't represent me. So I didn't take the mashkin. The guy took the mashkin. Then the guy took the mashkin out of the guy's house and then gave it to me. So l'chay, what he means to say at that point is, now it's mutta, because no longer in the guy's house. I'm not going into his house to take it. I'm not snatching it from him outside. So that would be mutta, a nice patent. Get the guy to do it, bring it outside, and then I'll take it. Continues the Kesef HaKadoshim, Val Yedei Yisrael. And if you're going to send a yid to do this, ha'yishayich gam keino heter, because ein shliach l'dvar avera, I have another heter. If I say it's not my shliach, if it will be my shliach, I'll have an avera, because I'm taking a mashkin. He's representing me. So ein shliach l'dvar avera, he's not representing me, so memeila, no problem. Now he took it outside, now from outside the house, I'm allowed to take it away from the shliach.
Why is he allowed to take it?
Why is who allowed to hang out? Oh, we're going to get to it. Bal. Ach ala shliach yesh issa, but the shliach who pulls that one off, he's going to be over the issa of leisave obeisai, gamkin likon yeslito mashkin, ki b'shulchan aruch, because in Yishulchan aruch you see that a shliach bezins also over an issa. So you see that you don't have to be a malva to be over an issa, even a shliach could be over an issa. So getting a shliach Yisrael to do this, the shliach will be over the issa of taking a mashkin. So he's probably not going to want to do this for you because he'll be over an issa. Oh, we're going to get to about 1 second. Ma'ashen king zokta kesek dodgen by a nochri. A nochri doesn't have the lav of leisave or beisoy, so he could go inside the house, take it. Ain't shlichus la nochri. I didn't do it, he did it. Then once he's outside, I could take it from the guy. Zokta kesek dodgen. Even that's problematic because mekol makom midrabanan, we have a concept midrabanan yesh shlichus la nochri. So midrabanan, I was over this issa of leisave or beisoy. Zokta kesek dodgen. Oh, it's only midrabanan, so I have an eitza. Ach b'amira denachri lenachri, make a lachaviz yozal legabi shvus. When something is only osa, midrabanan, the chaviz yoz says, you're allowed to do amira la amira. So what I can do is I can go over to Leroy, and tell Leroy, don't you dare take the mashkin, because then I'll be over shlikas to rabbanan. But do me a favor, tell Carl to go into the house, take the mashkin out, and then give it to me, and that won't be a problem, because it's amira la amira. And even if I had told Carl directly, it would only be a Nisa Darabanan. So Mamel, it's a Mira La Mira for a Shvuz. Mamel, that's a patent. So at the end of the day, he has this patent that what I could do is tell Leroy to send Carl, take out this mashkin. Once it's outside, then I can help myself to the mashkin. That's the eighth of the Kesa Gadachim.
Another reason for the Shayla Baravera?
The what?
The Shayla Baravera, yeah, you.
What, the guy?
No, the yid.
What yid? I'm not. It's a guy. The guy is doing it. Carl, Leroy, or guy. No problem. I'm the yid. Ain't shiklat varvera. That's all the thing. Okay, so now.
Fine, but at the same time, they're doing a silent varvera.
Who?
The malva is telling another yid to go in and grab it.
All right, so that's going to be lefniva. About we're going to get there. Hold on. Everyone's getting good. I want to get the kazakadachim. At the end of the day, kazakadachim says like this. I send the shliach. He has really two halves. One is sending a shliach Yisrael. But the shlik himself will be over the lav. Second half is sending the guy. That would be great because ancient shlik is a nakri. But I have a new problem of the rabbanon. But the eighth is to make it amir lamir, and that will be fine. So let's go one at a time. His first, let's talk about sending a yid. He has a problem, ancient shlik of avera, so I'm safe. But my shlik has a problem because the shlik is going to be over the lav. The Minchas Chinuch at the end of Mitzvah Tavkav Pei Gimel also entertains this. That's Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Memela, the Shliach will be over the Lav, just like you see by Shliach Bezdin. However, the Aves Chesed in Perek Zayin, Sifkotin Zayin, he's Mesupik. I can't say I understand it, but he's Mesupik. He says maybe that which a Shliach is over is only by Shliach Bezdin because he represents the Malva. But a regular shliach will not be over the lav of leisavi or beisai. The lav is only by a malva, or a shliach bezin who's bimkoim the malva. But a regular shliach is not considered bimkoim the malva. The regular shliach is the shliach himself, and the shliach himself will not be over the lav of leisavi or beisai. Why? The shliach bezin is also only a shliach. But so when this shliach bezin goes into the house, who's over the love? Oh, echo b'chutz tamid. Who's over the love? Abba makala say the shliach bezin, not me.
You have a private person, there's no business doing it. If I send it...
But the Bezin Allah do that either. Bezin Allah go inside either. One second. Right? Bezin Allah do that either. Rabbi, just hold off. I know everyone has questions. Just hold off. Let me just finish because I have a few minutes left. He's misopic if that works. But he has two other reasons why you're now allowed to do this. First reason he says like this, which you were ma'ira, is that how am I allowed to go into the guy's house and take his mashkin? Because I have a right to take his mashkin, because he owes me money. Right? That's simple, right? But if he wouldn't owe me money, can I snatch his chfeizim? No. Does he owe the shliach money? No. So, Zokta Chavetz Chaim, a beautiful chap, he said, Bishlam, if the shliach was my shliach, and somehow there was a shlichus, so fine, he's representing the malva has a right to the mashkin, but then the malva will be over nisa, but ain't shliach l'dvarei. So, ain't shliach l'dvarei says the shliach cannot represent me. I don't know who he is. He doesn't know me. He can't represent me. He's not representing me. How is he allowed to take someone else's chavis for? He can't take it from me. He's not allowed to take it from me. And he's not owed money. So he's not allowed to take the chayfet. So Zok to Chavetz Chaim, he's a gazlan. He brings a ksois. If you take somebody's mashkin and you're not authorized to do so because you're not the malva and you're not representing, because you can't represent the malva, then you're a stomach gazlan. You take someone's chayfet, you'll lick it in. So he says the shliach is going to be over not only a lav of leisavi obeisa, he's also going to be over a lav of gzela. Sorry? And he'll be chayv to pay back. He's a gazan. If he gives it to me, you could run after Ratz Mizelgoy, Ratz Mizelgoy. Good. So then he says like this. Now that we can establish the shliach as a gazlan, then I, the Malva, is now allowed to send him to do this, because I'll be over Lifneiva. So the shliach could be over Lysavel Beisai, and I'll be over Lifneiva. But even if for some reason shliach doesn't have Lysavel Beisai, but shliach certainly has this exela, and Mimela, I'll be over Lifneiva. So Zokhtar, for that reason, is another reason why I'm not allowed to do this. Then he has a third reason. He says there are many Paiskim hold that Ein Shliach Tadva Aveir is only when the shliach knows what he's doing. And he knows that there's a Nissa. But what happens if the shliach is a Shoigeg, doesn't know that there's a Nissa? Many Paiskim hold that Yesh Shliach Tadva Aveir. So he says if you send the shliach, and the shliach doesn't know that there's a Nissa, Lo Yisavei Al Beisai, then the shliach is a shoygeg, kumt ois yeh shliach ledvayaver, is as if I'm the one who entered the house and snatched it, memela I'll be over the isav loisavei el beisai. So the Chofetz Chaim says I have three reasons then why it's also. One is maybe shliach has loisavei el beisai and I'll have lifneiva. The shliach certainly is a gazan and I have lifneiva. And if he's a shoygeg, like kama paiskim, I'm going to be over the mamish yeh shliach ledvayaver and I'll be over the lav itself. Okay. Dr. Chofetz Chaim, what's the nafkamina between these pradim? The nafkamina is, whatever happens in your case, I won't send the plumber in, the shliach in, to snatch. I'll only send the shliach in to take an accounting. Or I'll send the shliach to nudge the guy, to nudge his loiva, or ask him for a mashkin, but he won't snatch it. He'll ask the loiva to give him voluntarily the mashkin. So gzela you're not going to have, because he didn't take anything by force. Either he didn't take it at all, he just took an accounting, or it was given to him. But if you hold the other svaris, if you hold the svaris that a shliach has a nissa, he has a nissa. If you hold the svaris that he's a shoyge and is yeshlik dvaver, it's a shoyge. If I entered the guy's house to ask him for a mashkin, I'm not allowed to do that either. So that will be us as well. So he says, in that case, it's totally on the pshatim. But in a normal case, to send him in, you have three different possible isurim going on. That's a Chofetz Chaim. The minchas chinuch wants to suggest a different blitz chiddush. He wants to suggest, first he starts off, Einshlech Devavera, and only the Shliach Zayim. And then says, Abanira, that the real issue is that I shouldn't hold the mashkin as a bitachin. So at the end of the day, when the Shliach brings me this mashkin, I have a mashkin of somebody else's, Shalai Kedin. I am not entitled to this. I'm a meila. I should be over the issa then when I get the mashka, when it comes to my hands, at that person, I'm holding on to his mashka from shalaika. Then, and that's when I'll be over the issa of, I guess, leisav el beisai. Now, I don't understand that. And he goes to town with it. He says, Mimel Huadim, when he sent a goy, and he sent a cotton, he sent a cherish. It doesn't make a difference. Yeshli, because not shli, because at the end of the day, you're holding on to the chavis, you have a mashin shleik adin, you're going to be over the issa. And I don't understand that, because that's not the issa. This is now to go into the guy's house. You know, to snatch it from him. But if it's by a third party, we discussed, it's not a problem. So, lechay, once the shliach takes it out, and he might not have a right to, but I wasn't David Issa because Angelic is Varavera. At that point, when I take it from the Shliach, look, it shouldn't be a problem. But okay, but that's.
Got out of the Rishus improperly.
It got out of his Rishus improperly by the Shliach.
It didn't get out of the Rishus. Like an Angelic is Varavera, like a report. But the other case was somebody else's Rishus that got there.
If the guy took it?
What?
If the guy took it, the guy's a Lav Bar Issa, so he took. All right, Rabbi, there's another second here. I want to chop a line. I know we're mamish at the end. But the second here is about Nochri. So now that we know this Chofetz Chaim, let's take this apart. The Chesed Kedoshim has a plan, Ein Shlichus L'Nochri, and we'll only have a Drabbanan. And if a Drabbanan, we'll be Amira L'Amira, and everything is fine. Yeah, but Chofetz Chaim says it's a gzela. The Nochri can't represent me because Ein Shlichus L'Nochri. So to the extent he has no right to take someone's chavis, then the Nochri is going to be over a lav of gzela. Then I can't tell the Nochri to do that because I'll be over Lifnei Iva D'Araisa on doing that. There's a Lifnei Iva even by a goy. I cannot tell a goy to do it. It'll be a Lifnei Iva D'Araisa on his gzela taking something which is a Nissa D'Araisa of stealing. And then Amira L'Amira might be a problem. So you're Lifnei D'Lifnei. But Amira L'Amira might be a problem because if Amira L'Amira is Zokta Chavis Yoz only matter when it's a D'Rabbanon, this is a D'Araisa already. He's over Nissa gzela. So if my Amir D'Amira is Amir D'Amira on a D'Araisa, that's going to be a problem. So I won't have this Eitzah. I want to suggest another problem, and with this I'll leave you, but the Minchas Chinuch, like I said, also holds that by Goy for his cheshbon, because at the end of the day, once I get it, I'm going to be over then. So for like the Minchas Chinuch also, you can't do it Ayidei Goy. But I want to clear the following shayla. I want to know, in theory, and you'll see why it's negay, in theory, if I'll go into the Leivis Rishos and take the mashkin from him, but have in mind not to have a Kinyan mashkin. The Torah's Makadosh, when I take a mashkin, I get a Kinyan in there as well. I don't want the Kinyan. I'm an ass, Lahedi, I don't want the Kinyan, but I'll take it out of security without the Kinyan. Is that mutter to do? Pasha's not.
Pasha could make the same claim.
Not a Gazan. I'm a Malva. He owes me money.
But in general, later on, use that argument.
No, Gazan, they forced you to have a Kinyan. But I want to know a Malva who has a right to have a Kinyan or Mashkin. I don't want a Kinyan. Look, it's still a Nisa. This is, you're not allowed to have a Mashkin. You know, I'll take the Mashkin. Gratitory gave you a Kinyan as well. I need this to show you that there is an Issa in the Maisa even without the Kinyan. Taisis Ashita is that if you send the guy to shave, to do giluach on a cotton, akfili godos. Tam, I want to send a guy to give mamish one of these crew cuts on a guy. It's an issa, the raisa. I ain't shlich l'dvar avera. A guy is lav bar chiyuva, and by a lav bar chiyuva, we do say yesh shlich l'dvar avera. That's what Taisis says. In fact, Allah, Bam Kasha, forget shlich l'dvar avera, yeh aver, nish aver. Ein shlichus anachri. You told the guy to give a crew cut. What's it going to help you? It's the guy doing ein shlichus anachri. Zok the nesivus and kuf pei beis of cotton aleph. That when do we say ein shlichus anachri? Is if the nachri has to tuif something, has to make a kinyan, kedushin, whatever. Anything he has to tuif, ein shlichus anachri. He can't represent me. He can't represent anyone. Ein shlichus anachri doesn't work. But a maisa, a chicken of maisa, he did shave the cotton. He did shave the person's hair, and I sent him to do that. It's as if I did it. And there will be yesh lichus anachri. And the only way out is by saying ein shlichus l'dvar avera. And by a goy, you don't have it because he's a lav bar chiyuva. So if I send a goy to take somebody's mashkin out of his rishos, l'chayra, the kinyan shavai I'm asking. He can never make a kinyan for me. He'll never be able to make the kinyan mashkin. The kinyan he cannot do because ein shlichus anachri. But the metzias, did he pull a mashkin out of the guy's rishos? L'chayra, he did it. And he did it for me. So l'chayra, it's as if I pulled the mashkin out. So it is yesh lichus lenochri b'chai gatna. And the only yetzer would be zayin shlichus dvar avera. But a goy is a lav bar chiyuva. So it will be yesh lichus dvar avera. If you go like those rishonim that we have yesh lichus dvar avera when it's a lav bar chiyuva, it should come out that I should be over the issa, the araisa of taking the mashkin out, because on the maisa shaboy there will be an issa.
Now,
the goy is a gazan. The goy is a gazan, correct.
It is also so.
But
who, the whole cheshbon is that it's not us.
The guy, but the guy, oh, it's a lav bar chiyuva. But you mean the guy has his isa'al's gzeila.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.